This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
The White House has ordered a major reorganization of American efforts to quell violence in Iraq and Afghanistan and to speed the reconstruction of both countries, according to senior administration officials. The new effort includes the creation of an Iraq Stabilization Group, which will be run by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. It comes at a time when polls show that Americans are less confident of Mr. Bush's foreign policy skills than at any time since the terrorist attacks 2 years ago. At the same time, Congress is using President Bush's request for $87 billion to question the administration's failure to anticipate the violence in Iraq and the obstacles to reconstruction. The president knows his legacy and maybe his reelection depends on getting this right, an administration official said. This is as close as anyone will come to acknowledging that it's not working. In an interview with NBC anchor Tom Brokaw, Schwarzenegger at first denied he grabbed or groped any women. But when asked a minute later if he denied all the stories about grabbing, he said, "No, not at all. But I'm just saying this is not me. What I am is someone that sometimes makes outrageous jokes, someone that is out and says sometimes crazy things that may be offensive because there is a certain atmosphere." Noting that 15 women have come forward so far, Gray Davis said, "I believe Mr. Schwarzenegger should deal with these explanations in detail, not through partial explanations, evasive answers, and partial denials." The grand finale of Schwarzenegger's bus tour from San Diego to Sacramento did not end with a triumphal flourish his campaign had planned. There were more Join Arnold signs than those of dissent, but the Californians, with various reasons for not supporting Schwarzenegger, often drowned out the cheers of the supporters. Punch card ballots from Tuesday's historic recall election are sure to get it going over by political activists, but some computer scientists think touchscreen voting machines deserve just as much scrutiny. While punch card ballots caused headaches for Florida election officials with their hanging and pregnant chads, 10% of the touchscreen machines in California don't produce paper printouts. And no printouts, the scientists say, would make a legitimate recount impossible. You can't do a meaningful recount if the question is about the integrity of the voting machines themselves, said David Dill, a computer science professor at Stanford University. He urged voters in the four counties using touchscreen terminals to vote with absentee ballots.
Hi, my name's Maria, and I'm alive today because I was given CPR last year by Rick,
who took a class with the Red Cross after I received blood from Jamal, who gave blood after being encouraged by my friend Angela,
who helped Jamal's whole family get the help and support they needed after losing their home to a fire.
When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. By getting involved with the Red Cross, you never know how many people your actions will affect. To get involved, visit redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
The Chicago Cubs eliminated the Atlanta Braves in Game 5 of the National League Division Series, snagging their first postseason series victory since 1908. For IE America Network News, this is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Does Burger King have a new fire grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no. Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire grilled chicken, fire roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire roasted tomato sauce on the fresh baked baguette, all with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
If you wonder why your taxes keep going up, 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 one big reason is that corporations keep finding sneaky ways to dodge paying their share of the burden, thus shifting the cost of public services onto the backs of working stiffs. With the recent corporate scandals, we've gotten peeks into offshore partnerships, Bermuda tax havens, and other newfangled flimflams to avoid corporate tax responsibilities. But one of the largest means of tax avoidance is an old provision called cost of doing business. Under this broad category, corporate chieftains can slash their tax bills by claiming that everything from their marble-walled executive bathrooms to their lavish advertising budgets are necessary expenses for conducting business, and therefore fully deductible from their corporate income tax. In recent years, however, what they claim to be necessary has been stretched so thinly that anyone with an iota of common sense can read the tax fraud right through it. Among the current allowable deductions are the corporate helicopter to ferry the CEO back and forth to work, the company-owned hunting lodge for top executives, the business meetings in Bimini, the luxury skybox for Yankee games, and so forth, as far as the corporate imagination can wander. How far it can wander was made clear by Dennis Kozlowski, the now disgraced honcho of Tyco. As an essential tax-deductible expense, Dennis included most of the tab for a $2 million party he threw for his wife Karen's 40th birthday in Sardinia, Italy. This gay gala featured a life-size ice sculpture of Michelangelo's famous statue of David, complete with vodka streaming from the statue's penis into the crystal glasses of Dennis's delighted guests. This is Jim Hightower saying, isn't it good to know that you're paying more in taxes so corporate greed heads like Kozlowski can cavort so ridiculously? Literally passing the buck to us ordinary taxpayers.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years on them.
No, I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing low, life's lies.
Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
This time we'll say bye.
Two Seekers, Malloy here on Resistance Radio, as we so fondly call what we do here. Thank you very much for joining us. Program produced by Catherine Day. Robin Bittman announces the phone number here is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. You can email during the program, Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net. I watched the news over the weekend, saw nothing on the... On the story, you probably didn't either. Allow me to remind you, police in Florida involved in an undercover narcotics operation caught Rush Limbaugh on tape more than once as he was purchasing illegal narcotics. Yeah, right. Okay. According to the Palm Beach Post, though, the chances of criminal charges ever being filed against the pig man is next to nil. I'll be curious to see if he's even if anything happens to his ratings. If anything, they will go up. We may touch on that a little bit later. Oh God, I want to get back into that topic. Got a piece of good news from Shelby LaPrey, the woman who runs RadioPower.org. She did pick up enough money. She said, I'd like to thank your listeners for their contributions. Together we have raised enough money to pay our September bills and keep RadioPower.org online. So that's good news if you listen via RadioPower.org. However, it's an ongoing situation. All right? Help out when you can. Regarding the California recall and possible election of this Nazi-loving groper tomorrow, can you imagine what might... You know, there's a way out of this. Of course, it's been available for ever since it became apparent that the flying monkey right in California, and of course this whole thing is based in Washington, but that they were serious about destroying representative government one state at a time. They've already taken down Florida, and now they're trying to take down California. That there was a very simple way to avoid all this. And Raymond emailed this in to me. Why didn't Gray Davis resign once he realized what he was up against? Okay, so Gray Davis is, depending on your point of view, either a Democrat under serious attack or an incompetent, or like his name, very gray, or whatever. He's not a thug nor a thief, though. All of those people work in the Republican Party. Being a political realist, which I assume Gray Davis is, why didn't he do the one obvious thing? Resign. And let the lieutenant governor, also a Democrat, Bustamante, take over. Then the recall stops. And all the money that Daryl Issa spent and all the people that he jacked up and pumped up would be left standing there with, what, egg on their face? Or maybe an egg cream? Something. Why didn't Gray Davis just resign? Now, obviously, he, when you're not guilty of doing anything, it's very difficult to say, okay, you guys win. But wouldn't that have been an interesting handful of sand to have thrown into the gears of this criminal Republican enterprise that is destroying this country? Regarding Schwarzenegger and the whole California thing, what is kind of intriguing to me, what is it now, 15, 18, 30 women have come forward talking about Arnold's disrespecting their physical boundaries. How's that? That's a good way to put it, right? As a shorter period of time ago is, this past decade, the 90s. Apparently that means nothing to the people being polled. Schwarzenegger still has a lead. His Nazi connections mean nothing, according to people, or his sympathizing, I'm sorry, according to people being polled, means nothing. But my question is, why does the media in California and across the country publicize Arnold Schwarzenegger's rather childlike, yes, I'm sorry, they are, Nazi sympathies, yet totally ignore Prescott Bush, George W. Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush's financing of the German Wehrmacht in the 30s and 40s. I do not understand that. If you have an answer to that, please call the program tonight and tell me and this vast and erudite audience why the media will talk about Schwarzenegger's half-witted, stupid, brain-dead comment 30 years ago about, I love Adolf Hitler. I know, it doesn't sound like it. I'm sorry, I can't do it. And yet, totally ignore. When did we see anything in the New York Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times, Denver Post, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, or the Chicago Tribune about Prescott Bush, George W.'s grandfather, supporting, financing, doing the banking for Adolf Hitler? Yeah, I'll pause for a second while that sinks in. What else we got here? As you know, too stupid to find his ass with both hands, the guy who now occupies the Oval Office of the United States Capitol Building, Bush, is going to, where's he going? He's going to Bangkok, Thailand, later this month. It's a meeting between Bush and 20 Asia-Pacific leaders, a regional summit. And They're concerned about Bush's food. You know, maybe somebody will try to assassinate him. So Thailand is going to use mice. Mice. Why don't they use monkeys? That would be more in keeping with Bush's genetic predisposition, wouldn't it? Thailand is going to use mice to test food for poison before it is served to Bush and the other 20 leaders, according to a top health official there in Thailand. According to this guy, samples of dishes served during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit will be injected into mice. Now, how do they do that? If they're serving, oh, I know they don't serve mashed potatoes and gravy in Thailand, but supposing they did, what would they do? Suck up some mashed potatoes and gravy, maybe some grits? George is an old country boy from Texas, isn't he? Maybe some red-eye gravy. What are they going to do? Suck it up into a syringe and inject it into mice? Well, that's what it says. The Department of Medical Sciences Chief Samsung, that's his name, Samsung Rugpao, said samples of dishes served would be injected into mice. He says we'll have a result within a minute. If it's safe, we'll tell the waiters to start serving. Samsung did not say how many mice would be used, but the Bangkok Post reported on Friday at least 20,000 health workers would be on hand during the summit to ensure the leaders and their delegations remain in good health. 20,000 health workers in Thailand brought together. Do we live in a crazy, inverted, backwards, through-the-looking-glass world? Or what? Bob Novak's got a lawyer. On Inside Politics the other night, was it Friday? Judy Woodruff. All right, separately from all that, we know the Justice Department is expanding the investigation. New emails sent out to the White House employees today. Have you, Bob Novak, been contacted yet? Novak, I'm not going to give you an answer. I don't think... I'm going to give you an answer I don't think I ever gave in my life. On advice of counsel, I'm asked not to answer that question. Judy Woodruff. So you cannot say whether you've been contacted by investigators? Novak. On the advice of my counsel, I cannot answer. Judy Woodruff. All right. We will leave it there, and it's duly noted. Thanks to BuzzFlash for that one. Well, Novak may be in more trouble than he could possibly be aware of. Keith Olbermann had a guy on tonight right at the end of his program. Former Justice Department intel official who helped write the act that Bob Novak may be guilty of violating. And it turns out, can you believe this? This thing is getting weirder and weirder. Victoria Plame, the wife of Ambassador Joe Wilson, who was outed by one of the Bush thugs. Victoria Plame was what is called... A knock, N-O-C. That means she did her job for the CIA overseas under N-O-C, non-official cover. She did not work out of an embassy or government office. Many in her family didn't even know she worked for the agency. This is according to Time, Time Magazine, current issue that's out right now. Such unofficial covers are often with private companies to further disguise an operative's real work. Plame had worked with Brewster Jennings and Associates, an obscure energy firm that was a CIA front company. Now, remember what Victoria Plame, what her job was. It was working in the area of weapons of mass destruction to find out who was providing them to whom. The bastards who did this to Joe Wilson and Victoria Plame truly have committed an act of treason against this country. It's astonishing. And Bob Novak, this preening little cock of the walk, who insists that he did nothing wrong whatsoever. Well, Bob, you may find out that yes, you did. Now, in other words, Victoria Plame's job was kind of like the old Mission Impossible TV series. Every week, remember, when the IM Force, what's his name, the head of the IM Force would get the tape, and he would listen to the tape, and at the very end, after the thing was laid out, the mission was laid out, the voice would say, as always, if you are any member of your force or caught or discovered, the director will disavow any knowledge of your operation. Turns out that's what Victoria Plame did. The reality is the Bush administration official who outed Victoria Plame and subsequent to that outing has put in jeopardy. Now it's true. Al Martin was right. Literally scores, if not hundreds of lives, that Bush administration official should go to prison for the rest of his or her life. Yes, well,
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who had more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
you know, it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to Animal Talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
There's a leak out of my administration. I want to know who it is. If there's a violated law, the person will be taken care of.
The person will sleep with the fishes. Gray Davis could not resign. This is according to Bruce. For your information, I read several weeks ago that the way the California recall law is written, it would have done no good for Davis to resign. The recall would have gone ahead against his administration. Really? You can recall an administration? Wow. Who wrote the law? Your Arnold impression sounds a bit like Boris Karloff on a bunch of Limbaugh Little Blues. Okay. And also, I guess I called Valerie Plame Victoria. Her name is Valerie. All right, having totally screwed up the program so far, did I get anything right yet, Kathy? Anything? I got the phone number right, 800-TALK-YES, right? Got that right. Okay. All right, what else do we have here? Next week is Marriage Protection Week. You aware of that? Are you married? Well, next week is the week that something, I guess, is going to try to protect your marriage. Bush has declared October 12th through 18th as Marriage Protection Week. At a press conference on Friday, ultra-conservative neo-Nazi groups claimed Bush's support for their resolution. Bush has attached his name and the prestige of the White House, in other words, to this effort to deny hospital visitations, Social Security survivors' benefits, and other basic protections to gay families and their children. It leaves those families and their children, were this more than a proclamation, with no social safety net. See, have I mentioned yet how much I hate these Republicans, these right-wingers? I haven't. It's 26 past the hour. I haven't mentioned that yet. These people make me physically ill. So all of these right-wing groups, the American Association of Christian Schools, America Cause, American Family Association, I always thought they sold magazines, American Values, Bot Broadcasting, Christian Coalition, Citizens for Community Values, Concerned Women for America, Partridge in a Pear Tree, Eagle Forum, Faith to Action, Crazy Little Screwballs, Family Research Council, Focus on the Nut Trees, Focus on the Family, Free Congress Foundation, Stupid People Who Sit and Stare at the Walls, Gideon Christian Fellowship Church, Homeschool Legal Defense. It just goes on and on. All these groups got together and said, I'll tell you what, I'm bored as hell. It's October. Let's attack the queers. And so they have. The press conference in Washington last Friday, representatives from all these groups got together. Can you imagine being at a convention of these people? Oh, my God. I wonder how many of them phoned up hookers in the D.C. area, both gay and straight. I wonder how many of them watched porn flicks on their in-room televisions. Now, one of the goals for this group of mouth breathers is a constitutional amendment. It's called the Federal Marriage Amendment. Doesn't that sound like fun, truth seekers? The Federal Marriage Amendment that seeks to permanently deny civil unions to same-sex couples. I don't understand how people like this continue to breathe. How do they find air that's not polluted with the presence of gay people? I mean, the queers surround these morons. They're in their churches. They're in their little private organizations, you know, that concern women for, no, Eagle Forum. Phyllis Schlafly, how does she breathe? Her son is gay. Jesus H. Christ. How about Dick Cheney? His daughter is gay. How do they breathe so close to these polluted homosexuals?
Brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion.
And we're playing all your favorites, but right now I have a pair of free tickets to tonight's big concert for the third caller. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. They are heating up, and let's see. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Ms. Shannon Johnson?
Yes it is.
Oh, you sound very excited.
I am.
Well, Ms. Johnson, I have good news. No, I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Last week, union workers with Ford Motor Company ratified a new four-year contract. Within days, Ford announced a series of plant closures and cutbacks affecting thousands of people. Two factories in Michigan and Ohio will close by the end of the year. A plant in New Jersey will close early next year. And another facility in Missouri will be cut back to a single shift. The last time Ford idled an entire plant was back in 1984.
Welcome to New York, Freedom Riders!
They spent the last 2 weeks crisscrossing the U.S. in 9 caravans with stops in over 100 cities. And on Saturday, the Immigrant Workers Freedom Ride ended with a mass rally in New York City. Nearly 100,000 supporters filled Flushing Meadows Park in Queens in support of the Freedom Riders. Joining them was Karen Narasaki, president of the National Asian Pacific Legal Consortium.
By being here today, you are sending a message that no human being is illegal, that we need to provide legal status to hard-working immigrants and their families so that they can fully participate in the society that they are helping to build.
Bill Lucy, Secretary Treasurer of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
You have relit the flame of liberty and freedom for every hard-working immigrant in this nation. The day laborers, the agricultural workers, the custodians, parking attendants, housekeepers, maids, window wipers, every single one of them you have given a face to so that this nation sees the hard-working immigrants and their contribution to our society.
The Freedom Riders are asking for legal status and labor protections for immigrant workers, as well as an easier path to citizenship and the reunification of families across national borders.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with Animal?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on, this is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no. Talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy.
I don't know if this qualifies as irony or what. I guess it depends on how Senator Ted Kennedy reacts to it. But Senator Ted Kennedy, is slated to receive the 2003 George Bush Award for Excellence in Public Service. Now, that would be George Herbert Walker Bush. The current moron's father. If everything goes as planned, the award will be presented to Kennedy at a dinner ceremony November 7th, following a speech by Kennedy at Texas A&M University. Boy, I smell another assassination coming, don't you? Huh? Come on down to Texas, Ted. We got an award we want to give you. George Herbert Bush will present the award, which previously went to Gorbachev and German Chancellor Helmut Kohl. Now, of course, as you know, since you are a well-informed American, Ted Kennedy has been one of Too Stupid to Be President's harshest critics over the Iraq War. So, again, what do you call that? What do you call this? I call it hideous if Ted Kennedy accepts this. Recipients of the Bush Award receive a crystal sculpture and a $20,000 cash prize. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Teddy should go ahead and accept the gift or the award or the recognition by George Bush's father. Bart Kopp had something to sound, say about it. I always steal stuff from Bart Kopp. He said the other day, this sounds like it's an already done deal, but if Ted Kennedy accepts this award, to me it means all that he said about Iraq being a fake war dreamed up in Texas was just some kind of sick, I'll leave that part out, for the Democrats to use. Bart Kopp has a way with words, doesn't he? Don't do it, Ted. Tell the Bush family evil empire to take an effing hike. What's next, Ted? You're invited to the Bush Family Evil Empire's barbecue where they offer you a chair at the Carlyle Group? And all you have to do is sign on to Patriot Act 2 and Patriot Act 3? Don't do it, Ted. Well, yeah, Bart Kopp's absolutely right. Why would Ted Kennedy soil himself by getting near these people? Oh, well. WPTV, a television station West Palm Beach, Florida, has reported that the pig man has hired Roy Black, you all knew this, as his criminal defense attorney. Black's high-profile clients have included William Kennedy Smith, who was acquitted, you'll remember, of raping a woman at the Kennedy family compound in 1991 in West Palm, right up the beach from, or Palm Beach, right up the beach from Rush's house. Attorney Black declined to confirm the report, but remember back in 1991, Rush saying something like, the Kennedys know the boy is guilty. Why else would they hire Roy Black? And you knew this had to happen. There's a website, Pray for Rush Limbaugh. It's prayforrush.com. Go check it out, prayforrush.com. They ask you to please pray for Rush Limbaugh. It says, please pray every day for Rush Limbaugh as God would lead you. Please also set aside one day per month to fast and pray. We'll remind you. And then the place where you could put in your email address and your name. And is this thing for real? And then they include a calendar. Below is a calendar summary of the number of people who have committed to pray or fast one day per month for Rush. Click on a number to see demographics for that day. So far, one person apparently has signed up for all 30 days. I don't know. Is this for real, Kathy? I don't know. Prayforrush.com. Well, we'll post it at our website tonight, and you can check it out yourself. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Joe Wilson Valerie Plame situation and its contiguous and attendant and what's the other word I'm looking for? The one that never mind. All the issues surrounding this, according to John Conyers, the congressman from Michigan, writing in the Detroit Free Press the other day, sorely missing in all this public debate concerning the need for a special prosecutor to investigate this whole sordid situation regarding the leaking of Valerie Plame's name, is one simple fact. What's missing here is a special prosecutor is required by law. I don't give a damn what, and I doubt John Conyers does either, what Senator Frist or the bug man, what any of these Republican leaders say, it's required by law. John Conyers says, although the independent counsel law expired in 1999, the Justice Department promulgated regulations that require the appointment of a special counsel under specified circumstances. Now, under these regulations, the Attorney General is required to appoint a special counsel when, one, a criminal investigation of a person or matter is warranted. Two, the investigation would present a conflict of interest for the Department of Justice. And three, it would be in the public interest to appoint an outside special counsel to assume responsibility. Well, hello! All three factors are present. in the subject at hand. The Justice Department has already answered the first question for us. They've opened a criminal investigation into who disclosed the name of a deep cover agent now. Deep cover, working without cover. That's how deep she was. Second, there's a clear conflict of interest, is there not? The Justice Department investigation is focused on the White House, which has, after being given 24 hours time to shred and hide everything, they've now been directed to preserve all remaining records. And the trail may lead to Karl Rove, who is reported to be responsible for Ashcroft's very appointment. Yeah? Or it may involve someone else on the White House staff, but either way, it's inconceivable that such an investigation of the office that heads the entire government would not present a conflict for a subordinate agency, i.e. the Justice Department. And third, it's in the public interest to appoint a special counsel. Why, you say? Well, this investigation goes to the very integrity of what's left of it, of our federal government. If it is true that the Bush White House condoned the outing of a CIA operative in order to embarrass Ambassador Joe Wilson, this would undermine the justification for the Iraq War and create a political firestorm. Well, it would in a country that had a reasonably responsible news media. But as Conyers says, only an independent probe conducted by an individual of unimpeachable credentials can assure the public that the investigation is not biased. Oh, how about Henry Kissinger? Let's put him in charge of it, huh? That would work, wouldn't it? Well, Congressman Conyers, yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but don't hold your breath, buddy. This is the Bush crime family. These bastards. No more play by the rules, Congressman Conyers, than Satan does. Joe Wilson was on Meet the Press on Sunday. Looks to me like Mr. Wilson is pointing toward Karl Rove as the White House informant. Media whore number one, Tim Russert, says, Ambassador Wilson, what did the journalists you've spoken with in the days after Novak's story broke, what did they tell you about information the White House officials were giving to them?
4 days after Bob Novak's article came out, which outed my wife, I started receiving calls from journalists and news agencies saying, first, that the White House is saying things about you and your wife that are so off the wall we can't even put them up. And finally, on Monday, a week after the Novak article, I received a call from a journalist who told me, I just got off the phone with Karl Rove. He says that your wife is fair game.
Ah, isn't that nice? Of course, Joe Wilson made a contribution to a couple of Democrats' political campaigns, so we can't believe anything he says. Of course, he also made political contributions to the Bush crime family, but the one doesn't cancel the other. The right-wing, knuckle-dragging, mouth-breathing crazies in our media and our government point out that Joe Wilson is, God, what is he? I mean, he supported both political parties to some degree. Their candidates, including George Bush. Now, Novak was on Meet the Press. Eh? Remember I told you last week, you don't become part of a story, certainly not a story like this. Once you do, then your credentials as a journalist, such as they are in Novak's case, are destroyed. Not for people who can't tell the difference between the subject of a story and the fact that it should be reported by the subject of the story. But in the rules of journalism, that's the case. Novak defends his actions. Tim Russert says, these are the words you wrote July 14th, which have created such a firestorm. Quote, Wilson never worked for the CIA, but his wife is an agency operative on weapons of mass destruction. Two senior administration officials told me that Wilson's wife suggested sending him to Niger. The CIA says its counterproliferation official selected Wilson and asked his wife to contact him. End quote. Bob, why did you write those words?
I thought it was very strange that the mission to Niger should be done by a diplomat with no experience in counterproliferation, who was regarded as a critic of the war, And I really had no experience at the agency, so in interviewing a senior administration official on a number of other subjects, I asked him if he could explain why. And he said, well, his wife works in the counterproliferation section at the CIA, and that she suggested it, his mission. And it was given to me as an offhand manner and by a person who is not, as I wrote in the column, not a partisan gunslinger by any means.
Sounds like Novak has been into Russia's stash, huh? So Russert continues trying to ferret out the identities of Novak's sources. Yeah, that'll happen. By asking Novak to expand on his comment that the leaker wasn't a partisan gunslinger.
You say that it was not a partisan gunslinger. Does that rule out Karl Rove?
I'm not going to play that game, Tim. Remember the old game, 20 questions, and you'd like to get me in 20 questions. I'm going to stand with just what I said, and you can interpret it any way you want.
Do you believe Karl Rove is a partisan gunslinger?
Well, that's a kind of invidious term, isn't it? I'm not going to play that game.
I'm not going to play that game. No, Tim, the game I like to play is putting the lives of possibly hundreds of people around the world at risk and ending some of those lives. That's the game I like to play, Tim. I don't like to play your little word games here on NBC. As a matter of fact, it's kind of pissy being on your network anyway. I work for CNN. So, Tim, I'm not going to play that game. I'm going to play the other game, Tim, the game where I am a co-conspirator in the deaths of nobody will ever know how many undercover operatives around the planet. Okay, Tim? Russert asked Novak if his article was criminal. Russert says, the New York Times has reported and NBC has reported that Ambassador Wilson's wife was a covert operative. Do you believe that you may have committed a crime by publishing her name?
Though I didn't commit a crime by publishing her name, if she is a covert operative and the person who gave me the name knew that, which I'm not sure. I'm not sure she's a covert operative, Tim. I have one source at the CIA who says she was not a covert operative. I don't know for a fact. The official spokesman at the CIA I talked to most recently this week said she operated undercover. That is not exactly a covert operative.
She operated undercover, Tim. That's not exactly a covert operative. It's damn close. But it depends on what the meaning of the word is, Tim. Now, a reporter caught Bush and the president of Kenya today. Today. Reporter says, Mr. President, another issue, the CIA leak gate. What is your confidence level in the results of the Department of Justice investigation about any of your staffers not being found guilty or being found guilty? And what do you say to the critics of the administration who say that this administration retaliates against people who don't agree with you?
I am most interested in finding out the truth. And you know, there's a lot of leaking in Washington, D.C. It's a town famous for it.
Yeah.
And if this helps stop leaks of this investigation and finding the truth, it'll not only hold someone to account who should not have leaked. And this is a serious charge, by the way. We're talking about a criminal action. And but it also hopefully will help set a clear signal. We expect other leaks to stop as well.
Leaks. We expect, what do you say? We expect other leaks to stop as well. There's more? Who else did Karl Rove out? Huh? Now, the same reporter tries to refocus, too stupid to find his ass with both hands, on the original question, you know, about retaliation. And I'll have that question and response for you coming back, because we got a break here. But, you know, Bush just rambles on about leakers. They're just leakers. You know, this town is full of leakers. They're all leakers. Plus, we have, who do we have on the line? We have a celebrity on the line who's calling from California. All right. When we come back, stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is my private place. Everything is neat and clean.
high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. Oh. You'll sleep like a...
Okay, up there.
You'll sleep like
Need
a...
Need more tissues?
Sleep like a...
Cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh, so you'll wear that red 90?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah?
Have you bought your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Well, I've got the best candy idea for you to give away on Halloween.
Really?
Juicy gummies.
Juicy gummies?
That's right. Juicy gummies are the first gummies made with real fruit juices. They're fat-free and they are so good.
Mmm.
You have to try them all. The peach rings, froggies, creepies, and much, much more. They're all delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Juicy gummies come in playful packages, fun shapes and colors. All the kids will be at your door when the word gets out that you're giving away juicy gummies on Halloween.
Mmm.
Juicy gummies come in 30 and 50 pack bags, so there's plenty of candy for the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention that these gummy candies are actually made with real fruit juices and fat-free?
Wow.
So if you haven't bought your candy for Halloween, rush on out to Walmart, Kmart, Eckerd's, Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Fred's, Kerr Drugs, Brooks Pharmacy, and many other stores nationwide.
Sorry, ma'am, you can't eat all of our samples.
Aw.
Well, this store here sells juicy gummies.
Ooh, thanks.
Look for Juicy Gummies, America's first gummy made with real fruit juices. Boy, they're delicious.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to IEAmericaRadio.com. I'll be there.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy show, just say no.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, Kathy tells me we have a celebrity on the line from the Los Angeles area. Well, the celebrities, and she won't tell me who it is. Okay, well, the celebrity's just going to have to wait for a minute or two because we have a break coming up here. And if it's really a celebrity, we certainly want to get in all that he or she has to say, right? I hope it's somebody really cool. One more from Bush. His diaper commercial, talking about leaks. This is when he was caught by the press. Well, I guess it was a planned joint press conference with President Kibaki of Kenya. The same reporter who just got leaked all over tries to refocus Too Stupid to Be President on the original question. He tries again. Mr. President, what about retaliation? People are saying that the information was leaked in retaliation.
I don't know who leaked the information, for starters, so it's hard for me to answer that question until I find out the truth. I mean, you hear all kinds of rumors, and the best way to clarify the issue is to for full participation with the Justice Department. These are professionals who are professional prosecutors who are leading this investigation, and we look forward to... Look, I want to know. I want to know... I'd like to know who leaked. And if anybody's got any information inside our government or outside our government who leaked, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
It would be hysterically funny if it weren't for the fact that this is a criminal enterprise. But isn't that just like George W. Bush? Here he is, the most powerful human being by virtue of all his guns and bullets and bombs, and the fact that he is surrounded by the most criminal enterprise ever put together. And this little thug stands there and says, I'd like to know who leaked. Well, George, from this, I'm not a graduate of Yale or Harvard. As a matter of fact, I do not have a college degree, George. But let me, so you may find my suggestion a little bit suspect because I'm not as smart as you, obviously. You're a graduate. You have an advanced degree from one or the other. I don't know, from Harvard, I guess. Let me suggest something, jackass. Ask your staff. Huh? Just go to each one of the little rat bastards scurrying around like cockroaches in your administration and ask them. That way you don't have to wait for a special prosecutor or your buddy the Crisco Kid to do anything. Just ask them, George.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network, copyright 2003. My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
Punch card ballots from Tuesday's historic recall election are sure to get it going over by political activists, but some computer scientists think touchscreen voting machines deserve just as much scrutiny. While punch card ballots caused headaches for Florida election officials with their hanging and pregnant chads, 10% of the touchscreen machines in California don't produce paper printouts. And no printouts, the scientists say, would make a legitimate recount impossible. You can't do a meaningful recount if the question is about the integrity of the voting machines themselves, said David Dill, a computer science professor at Stanford University. He urged voters in the four counties using touchscreen terminals to vote with absentee ballots. The White House has ordered a major reorganization of American efforts to quell violence in Iraq and Afghanistan and to speed the reconstruction of both countries, according to senior administration officials. The new effort includes the creation of an Iraq stabilization group, which will be run by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. It comes at a time when polls show that Americans are less confident of Mr. Bush's foreign policy skills than at any time since the terrorist attacks 2 years ago. At the same time, Congress is using President Bush's request for $87 billion to question the administration's failure to anticipate the violence in Iraq and the obstacles to reconstruction. The president knows his legacy and maybe his reelection depends on getting this right, an administration official said. This is as close as anyone will come to acknowledging that it's not working. In an interview with NBC anchor Tom Brokaw, Schwarzenegger at first denied he grabbed or groped any women. But when asked a minute later if he denied all the stories about grabbing, he said, "No, not at all. But I'm just saying this is not me. What I am is someone that sometimes makes outrageous jokes, someone that is out and says sometimes crazy things that may be offensive because there is a certain atmosphere." Noting that 15 women have come forward so far, Gray Davis said, "I believe Mr. Schwarzenegger should deal with these explanations in detail, not through partial explanations, evasive answers, and partial denials." The grand finale of Schwarzenegger's bus tour from San Diego to Sacramento did not end with a triumphal flourish his campaign had planned. There were more Join Arnold signs than those of dissent, but the Californians, with various reasons for not supporting Schwarzenegger, often drowned out the cheers of the supporters.
Hi, my name's Maria, and I'm alive today because I was given CPR last year by Rick.
Rick, who took a class with the Red Cross after I received blood from Jamal, who gave blood
after being encouraged by my friend Angela,
who helped Jamal's whole family get the help and support they needed after losing their home to a fire.
When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. By getting involved with the Red Cross, you never know how many people your actions will affect. To get involved, visit redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
A top health official said on Friday that Thailand is going to use mice to test food for poison before it is served to President Bush and 20 other leaders at a regional summit in Bangkok this month. For IE America Network News, this is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
If you wonder why your taxes keep going up, 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 one big reason is that corporations keep finding sneaky ways to dodge paying their share of the burden, thus shifting the cost of public services onto the backs of working stiffs. With the recent corporate scandals, we've gotten peeks into offshore partnerships, Bermuda tax havens, and other newfangled flimflams to avoid corporate tax responsibilities. But one of the largest means of tax avoidance is an old provision called cost of doing business. Under this broad category, corporate chieftains can slash their tax bills by claiming that everything from their marble-walled executive bathrooms to their lavish advertising budgets are necessary expenses for conducting business, and therefore fully deductible from their corporate income tax. In recent years, however, what they claim to be necessary has been stretched so thinly that anyone with an iota of common sense can read the tax fraud right through it. Among the current allowable deductions are the corporate helicopter to ferry the CEO back and forth to work, the company-owned hunting lodge for top executives, the business meetings in Bimini, the luxury skybox for Yankee games, and so forth, as far as the corporate imagination can wander.
How far it can wander was made clear by Dennis Kozlowski, the now-disgraced honcho of Tyco. As an essential tax-deductible expense, Dennis included most of the tab for a $2 million party he threw for his wife Karen's 40th birthday in Sardinia, Italy. This gay gala featured a life-size ice sculpture of Michelangelo's famous statue of David, complete with vodka streaming from the statue's penis into the crystal glasses of Dennis's delighted guests. This is Jim Hightower saying, isn't it good to know that you're paying more in taxes so corporate greed heads like Kozlowski can cavort so ridiculously? Literally passing the buck to us ordinary taxpayers.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800, Tuck, yes. Now, we have a celebrity, a Hollywood... we don't get celebrities on this program, except for you, Kathy. Yes, this is Mike Malloy. Who is this?
Well, hi there, Mike. This is Arnold.
You're kidding!
No, I am calling you so because I heard that you can help me.
Okay.
I was thinking that maybe you could tell your listeners, as you know, tomorrow's going to be a very tight race.
Yeah.
And you could have your liberal friends help me and vote.
Why would we do that?
Because I'm one of you, Malloy.
Because, well, I'm sorry, you've got an accent or something. Because why?
I am one of you.
You're
Don't
one of,
you know this?
You're one of me?
Yes, I am one of you peoples.
And how is that? I would assume this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. How are
you? You're a very smart man, Malloy.
How are you one of us?
I like everything you like. You like women, right?
I'm sorry?
I like the things everybody likes. You liberals like women.
Yeah, that's true. Although I have become a one-woman man, that's something you may not be aware of.
I'm very aware of that, Malloy. I can't do nothing with Maria around.
Listen, as long as I've got you on the phone, could you explain... the comments that...
I'd be happy to, Malloy.
Yeah, I'm sure they were...
You just asked the question.
I'm sure they were...
You know, wherever there's smoke, there's fire.
I'm sure that they were taken out of context, but your admiration for Hitler?
Well, you know, Hitler, he's a little man. He reminds me of the movie Twins. When reminds me of Danny DeVito.
Yeah?
When we did Twins, yeah.
Uh-huh.
If he had a mustache, I'd give him a big hug.
But your comments about the real Hitler, not Danny DeVito. Your comments about the real Hitler.
Like I said, Malloy, I don't remember that. It sounds like me, but you know, I could say anything at any time.
Yeah.
It's possible. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have total recall then, unlike in your movie. All right, Mr. Schwarzenegger, if that's what you want me to call you.
You could call me Arnold. As you know, tomorrow's going to be a very big day. I'm going to have a lot of women at my campaign headquarters.
Yeah. And
got a lot for me to do.
I'm sure. I was just watching some clips of your interview with Tom Brokaw, I guess last week or tonight, or I have no idea. But he asked you about all these charges of groping, and you said that it was beyond you how such stories could have gotten out. Do you see?
Beyond me, yes, beyond me.
Do you?
I tell you, Mike, when you're a big movie star like me. You always got women coming on to you.
Yeah.
So you know that. You were a big star on radio, right?
No, wrong.
But I don't do nothing. Well, sometimes I do something, but it sounds like me, but I don't know.
I understand. All right, let's move away from this. Can you just give, since you're asking for votes here on this program, can you give our California listeners an idea of why they should vote for you? What will you do that Gray Davis didn't do?
Well, I can make my arms about 2 inches larger. I got powerful. You talk about leaking.
Yeah.
I got women leaking all over the place, Malloy.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Matter of fact, I wanted them to leak once.
I know. But what I had in mind was what you might do as, listen very carefully, governor.
Yes, no. I would. I would govern very well, Malloy.
No. What specifically would you do as governor?
Well, I would sit in the office up there in Stockton or Sacramento.
Sacramento, right?
California.
Yeah. You'd sit in the office.
Yes, and I'd sign the papers.
Uh huh. What experience qualifies you to be the CEO of the state of California?
Well, as you know, I am a very powerful businessman, Malloy.
I didn't know that.
Yes. I sign checks on the front, not on the back.
You sign checks on the front?
Not on the back.
Oh, like you're the person who issues the check.
Very good, Malloy. You're very smart, Malloy.
What sort of business is this that you write checks on? You mean your restaurant?
Does Kathy like Visa or MasterCard?
Do you mean your restaurant, Shotzi, which I believe was the name of Hitler's dog? Wasn't Shotzi the name of your restaurant, also the name of Hitler's little dog?
Don't forget Planet Hollywood now.
No, what are you suggesting that the people who go to restaurants in Hollywood like to eat in restaurants named after Hitler's dog? By the way, how is Bruce Willis?
Oh, Bruce, he's my buddy.
Yeah.
I'm going to put up $500,000 to get that sucker.
Yeah. What about Frasier Crane? That's not his real name, but Kelsey Grammer, who I understand is also a supporter of yours. Hello, operator?
You got me there. I haven't talked to Kelsey.
Okay. Have you signed his check on the front or the back?
I sign lots of checks, Malloy. I'll be a good governor of California because, first off, I'll improve its economy just by driving my Hummer.
Uh-huh.
Just think of all the gasoline taxes I pay.
I
will make everybody in California buy Hummers.
Aren't you afraid driving a Hummer is a bit... hypocritical as you're, pretending to be an environmentalist.
Well, it sounds like me. I could be. I have been that way.
Well, listen, Arnold.
Yes, go ahead, Malloy. I'm listening.
Yeah. I don't think that you are going to be governor this time tomorrow night, governor of California.
Well, if I am, Malloy.
Yeah.
If I am, can I call your program back?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not.
I can give you great insight into my policies.
Yeah, I bet you could. I hope, frankly, Arnold, I hope you get your ass handed to you, but.
You're not a nice man, Malloy. I thought you were a good man.
No. I'm a Democrat.
Okay.
I can't figure out why you called this program. With all the right-wing programs to call, why would you call here?
You are very popular in San Francisco.
In San Francisco?
You got all the gay people.
Yeah?
I need the gay people.
Yeah? What makes you think gay people will vote for you?
Because I'm just like them. I like men too that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done that, I think.
You don't know.
I've been on some rowdy sets, you know.
I know you. I know you have.
But listen, Leroy, thank you very much. I know you're a busy man. Can I give you a sound bite?
Give me a sound bite? Yes, go ahead. Give me a sound bite.
This is Arnold saying, stick around. Leroy will be back.
Thank you, Arnold. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Leroy. Okay. Good night now.
Good night, Arnold. Hmm. Nah. Did you call his agent today and get him to make this call? You know nothing either. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll see tomorrow night. We're going to be on the air tomorrow. Let's see. 11 o'clock tomorrow is 8 o'clock. When do the polls close in California? 7. So we'll have about an hour to see if phase one of the ballot passes, removing Gray Davis. Odd phone call. Jim is calling from Kalamazoo.
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis?
Yes. I'm on my way to Kentucky. An amazing thing happened Saturday morning. I was up on the Sirius satellite. I was playing around with that, trying to find out what's on.
Yeah.
Lynn Samuels is on Sirius Channel 145 on Saturdays and Sunday mornings.
Yeah, that's channel, what they call channel left.
Okay, well, I argue with what's left and what's right anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're pretty much in the middle if you believe in the Constitution. There aren't any leftists left around since Che Guevara left us.
Well,
he was the last one, I think.
He's the last
that
leftist.
That bearded guy down in Cuba, too, but he doesn't do a lot. Yeah, but Lynn Samuels is on Sirius Radio Saturdays and Sundays from 10 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon and replayed at night.
Well, that's great news.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I can remember her week. In fact, we even talked on the phone a little bit. I remember when she was on Pacifica.
Yeah.
She was with WABC way back when.
Yeah.
And she's found a home.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Is that why you called, Jim?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, today Tom Hartman told me that you were in the Talkers Top 100.
Oh, several times.
Oh, okay. So, isn't that credentials for New York or Chicago?
Been there, done that.
Well, I mean now.
You mean do it again? No.
You've got people who want you there.
No. I ruined my reputation in Chicago and Atlanta by being a liberal. And
how about an invitation to talk at the Heritage Foundation then?
yeah.
I do have a couple of questions, though.
I would walk in there with nails attached to my body.
Has Joe Scarborough been indicted?
Not yet.
Oh, okay, because I thought someone said that. Okay, someone at NPR, I heard this today. Someone at NPR said on October 2nd they were told to censor their leaker coverage by deleting a paragraph that stated that Ashcroft gave them 24 hours advance notice for before the order to save evidence. And in NPR's coverage of that, someone told them to delete that paragraph. Do you know anything about that?
I do not. I know that Ashcroft did give them plenty of advance notice.
I'm going beyond that. It isn't about Ashcroft's 24 hours advance. NPR, in their coverage of that, were told not to,
I
delete that
paragraph. No, I hadn't heard that, Jim. Hey, hold on. Let me do a break and we'll come back and wrap it up. Stay with us. We have a couple open lines. 800-TALK-YES.
Keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stay on my ground, and I won't back down. I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah?
Have you bought your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Well, I've got the best candy idea for you to give away on Halloween.
Really?
Juicy gummies.
Juicy gummies?
That's right. Juicy gummies are the gummies made with real fruit juices. They're fat-free and they are so good.
Mmm.
You have to try them all. The peach rings, froggies, creepies, and much, much more. They're all delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Juicy gummies come in playful packages, fun shapes and colors. All the kids will be at your door when the word gets out that you're giving away juicy gummies on Halloween.
Hmm.
Juicy gummies come in 30 and 50 pack bags, so there's plenty of candy for the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And did I mention that these gummy candies are actually made with real fruit juices and fat-free?
Wow.
So if you haven't bought your candy for Halloween, rush on out to Walmart, Kmart, Eckerd's, Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Fred's, Kerr Drugs, Brooks Pharmacy, and many other stores nationwide. Sorry, ma'am, you can't eat all of our samples. Well, this store here sells juicy gummies.
Ooh, thanks.
Look for Juicy Gummies, America's first gummy made with real fruit juices. Boy, they're delicious.
Does Burger King have a new fire-grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no. Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire-grilled chicken, fire-roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on a fresh-baked baguette, all with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
If you wonder why your taxes keep going up, 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 one big reason is that corporations keep finding sneaky ways to dodge paying their share of the burden, thus shifting the cost of public services onto the backs of working stiffs. With the recent corporate scandals, we've gotten peeks into offshore partnerships, Bermuda tax havens, and other newfangled flimflams to avoid corporate tax responsibilities. But one of the largest means of tax avoidance is an old provision called cost of doing business. Under this broad category, corporate chieftains can slash their tax bills by claiming that everything from their marble-walled executive bathrooms to their lavish advertising budgets are necessary expenses for conducting business, and therefore fully deductible from their corporate income tax. In recent years, however, what they claim to be necessary has been stretched so thinly that anyone with an iota of common sense can read the tax fraud right through it. Among the current allowable deductions are the corporate helicopter to ferry the CEO back and forth to work, the company-owned hunting lodge for top executives, the business meetings in Bimini, the luxury skybox for Yankee games, and so forth, as far as the corporate imagination can wander. How far it can wander was made clear by Dennis Kozlowski, the now disgraced honcho of Tyco. As an essential tax-deductible expense, Dennis included most of the tab for a $2 million party he threw for his wife Karen's 40th birthday in Sardinia, Italy. This gay gala featured a life-size ice sculpture of Michelangelo's famous statue of David, complete with vodka streaming from the statue's penis into the crystal glasses of Dennis's delighted guests. This is Jim Hightower saying, isn't it good to know that you're paying more in taxes so corporate greed heads like Kozlowski can cavort so ridiculously? Literally passing the buck to us ordinary taxpayers.
Truth seekers celebrate. Right-wingers, beware. More of Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Back to Jim in Kalamazoo, Zoo. Now,
I live in Kalamazoo, but I actually live out in the road here all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, Jim from the road then. All right. Now, where were we? You were asking me about NPR censoring its website or its newscast?
A newscast. You were told to delete the reference to Ashcroft giving them 24 hours advance before the order to save the evidence. And I don't know if it was internal or external, or individually or what? I just want to know more about that. Because I used to be a big NPR fan for years.
Yeah, I have no idea. I hadn't heard the story. I just hadn't heard the story.
I haven't heard on BBC today. See, Sirius Satellite's got all kinds of stuff in there.
Right.
Robin Cook has flat out stated that Tony Blair knew well in advance before the Iraqi invasion that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Robin Cook, rather, has come right out and said so.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff going on.
There is indeed. Hey, listen, since you live out on the road, Jim, drive safely, okay?
Always.
All right, sir. Take care. Thanks for checking in. 800-TALK, yes, is the number. Marge is calling from Maryville, Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm doing. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
In light of the last few days, but I won't go into that.
Yeah, okay.
You're talking about President Bush and his leakers.
Yeah.
He was in Chicago last week raising more money for his campaign.
Yeah.
And he was asked about the leakers. And he said, you know, how he wanted to know who the leakers were.
Right.
And just a couple of lines from Dennis Burns' column.
Okay.
When President Bush comes to Chicago and promises that anyone in his administration who leaked the name of a CIA agent to the media, quote, will be taken care of, close quote, he needs to be more precise. Does he mean, quote, taken care of, close quote, as in a midnight swim in a sanitary ship canal? Or, quote, taken care of, close quote, as in getting handed a big construction contract for Millennium Park?
Right.
You know, when I heard him say it on the news,
uh-huh,
and I had the same thought, taken care of? How are you going to take care of him?
Yeah. Well, Bush is first and foremost a failed business thug.
No joke.
That's the way they talk. He's an illiterate man. He's an uneducated man. He's an uncurious man. If my father were George Herbert Walker Bush, I could get degreed from Yale and Harvard, too. So could you. So could anybody. Without studying. You just show up, become a cheerleader, and get the gentleman or the lady's C. and they graduate you on out. In the meantime, you can become part of Skull and Bones if you like, too.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. There's a new book out. I haven't read it yet. And I can't tell you the author. It's called Secrets of the Tomb.
Yeah, that I saw her on the author on 60 Minutes last night. They had an interview on 60 Minutes with her.
Okay. And what kind of caught my ear was the fact that this goes back to 1832 and originates in Germany.
Yeah.
Don't you find that interesting?
well, yeah. But John Kerry is a member,
yeah,
of Skull and Bones, too.
I was checking some dates about that. He graduated from Yale in 66,
yeah,
and Bush in 68.
Uh-huh.
And according to her little story, that means that John Kerry would have listened to all Bush's secrets when he was initiated. Wouldn't you like to have sat in on that little discussion?
Well, in response to a direct question, Marge, you remember that the author of that book said that all secrets are superseded by the Skull and Bone secrets. So even if George Bush had confessed that he liked to have sex with dead four-legged animals, John Kerry can never reveal that because it was confessed in the Skull and Bones initiation. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's
I'm wondering if, since Kerry is the older,
yeah,
whether Bush has anything on Kerry.
I think they all have something on each other, wouldn't you think?
Well, I don't know exactly how that works. You know, the initiates come in, the younger ones come in, and the older ones sort of know what's going on, and they know about the younger ones, not necessarily the older ones. I don't know exactly how that works.
I don't either. Hey, thanks for checking in, Mark.
Take care.
You have a nice evening.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen. We're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Complications in the caviar business might threaten a fish on the endangered species list. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Sturgeon from the Caspian Sea have long been the main source of caviar on the global market, but the decline of the Caspian fisheries has people turning to North American sturgeon as an alternative. The rising price of North American caviar is making it harder to protect the pallid sturgeon of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. The pallid sturgeon is extremely rare. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has a special team that's working on its recovery. Steve Krentz leads the project. Krentz says the fish already faces a long list of threats. A big one is the loss of habitat due to the construction of dams on the rivers where it lives. Poaching for caviar is becoming a more serious problem, and Krentz says even legitimate fishing puts the pallid sturgeon at risk. That's because they're easily mistaken for shovel-nosed sturgeon, and those can be taken legally.
The season for pallid sturgeon is obviously closed because of its endangered status, but the problem is it can be misidentified and incidentally taken as part of the bycatch of shovel-nosed sturgeon. It's fairly tempting to keep a 10-pound sturgeon or 20-pound sturgeon knowing it's going to have a pound or two of eggs.
Krentz says yielding to that temptation can be costly. The penalty for keeping a pallid sturgeon is up to a year in prison and a $100,000 fine. Krentz says protecting the pallid sturgeon is about more than just one species of fish.
Losing this species is basically just a preliminary indicator of what's happening to our riverine habitats and shows that we're not treating those rivers like we should, and we're overexploiting or degrading those systems to the point that not even the sturgeon can survive them.
That's Steve Krentz of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
To know who leaked. If anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, George. From Christine, downtown New York. Hey, you know that it was also Novak who outed Valerie Plame's front company, right? He did it on CNN's Inside Politics on October 3rd, and the Washington Post did a story on it on October 4th titled, Leak of Agent's Name Causes Exposure of CIA Front Firm. The article went on to say the name of the CIA front company was broadcast yesterday by Novak, the syndicated journalist who originally identified Plame. Novak, highlighting Wilson's ties to Democrats, said on CNN that Wilson's wife, the CIA employee, gave $1,000 to Gore, and she listed herself as an employee of Brewster, Jennings, and Associates. Novak continued, there is no such firm, I'm convinced. CIA people are not supposed to list themselves with fictitious firms if they're under a deep cover. They're supposed to be real firms, or so I'm told. Sort of adds to the little mystery, end quote. Then Christine writes, he keeps outing her. Isn't it deemed a crime if he does it twice?
Isn't this a pattern? Yeah, the way the law is written, Christine. Yeah, Novak. I don't know what Novak's trying to do. I've having lived in Chicago for 3.5 years and not far from the Sun-Times building, and having had occasion to, let's just say, be in the same room with Novak. He is an arrogant, pompous asswipe of the worst kind. Just an absolute dolt who revels in the contacts that were made by his partner, Roland Evans. And when Evans got out of the newspapering business, passed the contacts on to Novak. Novak is a punk, in other words. What is he doing? I have no idea what he's doing. He had his 15 minutes of fame have been extended into hours and hours and hours and hours. The guy's on a TV show. The guy is this. The guy is that. He's also a jackass. He's also extremely historically illiterate. He is politically illiterate. Whoever whispers something into this jackass's ear is going to be in his column the next day. I don't know what he's doing. I really don't. But yes, the fact that he outed the company, now it now turns out that the company does exist, regardless of what this jackass moron said on CNN. The company does exist, or did. It was a legitimate company. It had many contacts with people also working, unaware that Valerie Plame, one assumes, was a CIA deep undercover agent. As Al Martin pointed out, when this story first broke, God only knows what has happened to the people associated with Valerie Plame. Now, I think possibly, let me delve into 10-cent cycle analysis here where it concerns Novak. Novak is in Novak is a right-wing blowhard who wants to desperately be considered in the Washington loop, even though he writes for the Chicago Sun-Times. He doesn't write for the Tribune. He doesn't write for the Post. Doesn't write for the New York Times. Doesn't write for the LA Times. He writes for the Sun-Times, a tabloid newspaper in Chicago. He desperately wants to be one of the boys. What he doesn't understand, he's already one of the boys. He is not as erudite or well-read or well-spoken as a thug like George Will, or a freaked-out former doctor like Charles Krauthammer, interesting name, or the creme de la creme where it concerns conservative writers, Bill Buckley himself. But I guess Novak is one of these self-hating writers, columnists, who doesn't understand that the devilry, the devilment, the trickery and treachery that he's involved in gives him the fame that he so obviously would sell his soul for. But at the same time, it's there. I mean, he's got his fame. But using his position, as he has used it repeatedly now against Valerie Plame, I do not have any idea, Christine, what he's up to. I don't have a clue. But just like Limbaugh is going to skate free from the drug charges, other people will go down, but Limbaugh, this pill-popping hypocrite freak who lives in Palm Beach now, he'll skate free. I am reasonably certain that Novak will skate free. Probably Karl Rove and Louis Libby will skate free. All of these people will. I don't know. That's a rather bleak outlook. But in attempting to answer your question, Christine, I wind up there. I'm sorry. Henry is calling from the Big Island in Hawaii.
It's on Oahu, not the Big.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're on Oahu. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were in Hawaii.
Yeah. I just want to say I totally agree. That's what I wanted to talk about. You have these cats like Novak. This guy, leak about a CIA agent, you know, which is a crime, okay? But he comes on TV again, still as arrogant as ever.
Right.
You have this guy, Rush Limbaugh, on the radio today. This guy is just as arrogant as ever, accusing. He's saying these liberal conspiracy is trying to destroy, you know, a good man like him trying to do what's good for America.
Right.
I mean, I don't really get it. I mean, you have you have the Republicans now, you know, were crying about Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, and here you got Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, documented groping, and you know he was a wild man. Everybody saw that movie. Right. He was a wild guy. And now all of these Christian conservatives are all, they loving up Arnold. What about the kids? What are you going to tell the kids about? Is it okay to grope other people now because you're
the
Republican?
Well, sure. What is going on? I can answer what's going on with the kids, Henry. The kids think it's cool. The kids, they don't see Arnold Schwarzenegger as a hypocritical bastard politician that he is. They see Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator. They see Arnold Schwarzenegger as a movie star.
Where's the white right-wing wackos who's moralizing about their Christian ethics for this country? I mean, where is it protesting?
No. The right-wing Christian wackos have no morals whatsoever. They only trot out these false morals when they have occasion to go after a Democrat. There is not a right-wing fundamentalist Christian Republican in this country that has the morals of an alley cat. They are all thugs. Yes. They are all liars. Mm-hmm. They are all sneaks, cheaters, yes. And participate in mass murder.
And you know, I used to hear you rant, and you know, I was like, you could say all the Republicans are.
Right.
Then I say, nah, that's not true. You know, as you know, but you know, now I believe that because you know, I think they're opportunists and they're into their own certain power.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for me as a black man, you know, a lot of our people are in jail because of their moralizing and you know this law. And here's Rush Limbaugh at Denny's, you know, getting pills.
Right.
And he's popping pills every day on the radio. He was in rehab. He comes out. He goes off the wagon, and he's still pontificating on the radio.
Sure.
I mean, I just don't understand. You know, this one guy asked this lady, you know, about Limbaugh. She was just praising him up and down. He's the God. He's the man. He's the blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, what's the difference with Kobe Bryant? She said, he's a thug. Because mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant's a thug, he don't need no benefit of the doubt.
Hey, listen, Henry, let me give you some unasked-for advice, and there's nothing cheaper than unasked-for advice, but here it comes. Don't try to figure this out. You will go insane.
Yeah, I hear that.
Okay? It will just make you crazy. People like you and people like me, and this is going to sound funny coming from me, but we have to look at this stuff and go, uh-huh, and move on. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
Because Limbaugh will never, ever, ever be held accountable for his pig behavior.
That's what I'm saying.
Never.
He's going to get away with it.
Absolutely.
They're not even going to say anything. They
Absolutely.
Had one senator run and hit a man on a motorcycle, and this senator, Republican senator, he hit the guy on the motorcycle, killed him, and he had a record of speeding.
Right.
It was nothing.
Right, now
you know,
just,
you have Condoleezza Rice come on and lie and say, she's a sister too, so
right.
This is really bad. She gets on and says, who would ever think about using a plane to crash into a building?
Right.
And here we found out there were reports and everything that these guys were trying to do this.
I know.
You know what I mean? You have a leak that's coming out. You know the car rolls.
Yeah.
You know the Dick Cheney. You know they know who leaked this thing.
These are evil people, and if you try to figure it out, Henry, if you try to find sense or reason to it, it will make you crazy and sick and insane. Okay?
I heard you, brother. I just wanted to call and just throw that out there, and you just keep up the good work. You just put the message out there to the people.
Hey, thanks for tuning
in. Thank God for you, man.
Thanks for tuning in, Henry, all the way in Hawaii. I am impressed. You have a nice afternoon.
You too, man. Have a good night.
All right, sir. Take care. Hawaii. And he meant to say the representative, Janklow. It's easy to, you know, when you have one representative from a state, it's easy to think, oh, senator. Yeah, they can do anything they want. Janklow has a driving history that if you had it, the state authorities wherever you live would have your driver's license. Not only would you not have a driver's license, you wouldn't be able to get insurance, nothing, you know. But this is a Republican. And what's not talked about are the rape charges against Janklow, a Native American girl, a child, 15, 16, on one of those filthy, disgusting, genocidal reservations in South Dakota. And Janklow was accused of rape. And before it could come to trial, the girl,
mysteriously died. I guess Joe Scarborough would know about that, wouldn't he? The guy that's on MSNBC right this second. These people do whatever they want to do. 10,000, 40,000, 100,000 illegal narcotics on the black market? If your name is Rush Limbaugh, it's just a matter of making your connection. That's all. Want to kill somebody? Hey, if you're a Republican member of Congress, whether you do it in a car or in your office down in the Florida panhandle, doesn't matter. Hey, boom. If you're George W. Bush and you want to cause the death of thousands of Iraqis and hundreds of American citizens, no problem. No problemo, amigo. You just do it. If you're Dick Cheney and you want to stand on the corpses of God knows how many dead people in Iraq to make your filthy blood money, you just go ahead and do it. Who's going to stop these people? It just doesn't stop. So, you know, to our caller from Hawaii, I understand. And you know, I'm not saying don't keep asking questions. Absolutely. When I say, you know, don't try to figure it out, you'll go insane. I'm not suggesting that folks don't try to figure it out. Go ahead, try to figure it out. But just guard yourself. I, you know, protect your mind. How do you do that? You know, I swim a mile a day. Just lap after lap after lap. Just counting the laps, that's all. Just counting, counting, counting. 72 laps in a 25-yard pool over and over and over to try to clear this filth out of my head. So I don't know, pick your own way. You know, some of you bike, some of you run, some of you work on a body bag. Whatever you do, you know. Oh, and I do have a Jack Black most nights after work. Philip is calling from Palm Harbor, Florida. Hey, Philip.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Okay. Everyone knows that Arnold is discounting what he did and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I was a teacher at the Salinas Valley State Penitentiary. It's located in a city called Soledad in Monterey County in California.
Right.
There's a man there serving life in prison.
Right.
For touching a woman's breast.
Life in, what was it, his third offense, I think?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was his third strike. It was a woman who used to be a topless dancer. She, with her money, she went back to school, became a nurse. She was at a clinic, and he touched her,
mm-hmm.
her silicone large breast. She had him arrested. He was convicted of assault
mm-hmm.
for doing it, and he's now in Salinas Valley State Prison off the 101 freeway for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think he should be. I think when Arnold gets elected to governor, the first thing he should do is give the man clemency.
Well, what a governor should do in California, I'm not disagreeing, I'm just adding. What a governor in California should do is to call a special session and tell the state legislators we're not leaving Sacramento until we get rid of the three strikes and your outlaw. And that everybody who has been put into jail on minor nonviolent felonies for the rest of their life, because it's their third conviction, that those people either be released or given credit for time served, or take the money that it costs to incarcerate them and put them into counseling or college education or what have you. It's insane. I mean, it's just insane.
Well, let me tell you another one. And,
okay.
And there was another guy. Okay, he was from Fresno, California.
Yeah.
He was serving life because he was a heroin addict, and he stole a vacuum cleaner off someone's porch.
Right.
That was his third strike. Now, he's serving life. Now, see, Mr. Limbaugh, he didn't have to steal a vacuum cleaner off somebody's porch. He had the money to buy his drugs.
That's right.
So he doesn't get prosecuted.
Right.
Now, even though he gave the woman, what, $80,000 or $100,000 to destroy the emails in the computer, just throw away the entire computer,
mm-hmm. 200,000.
Yeah. Well, that used to be known as obstruction of justice.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Now, when you are destroying or paying someone to destroy evidence that can be used in a criminal case.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when the kids say the Pledge of Allegiance tomorrow, I'm going to correct them. I'm going to say it's not liberty and justice for all. We're going to change it. Liberty and justice for the wealthy.
That's about the way it is, isn't it? It's their world, Philip. Guys like you and I are just passing through, okay?
You know, this guy's not going to do any time. He may not even get arrested. And he was on the radio today as if nothing had happened.
Well, for him, nothing has. Philip, thanks a lot, pal. Here comes a break. I appreciate you checking in. Thank you.
Some more of me.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. Ugh. You'll sleep like
a... Okay, up there.
You'll sleep like
need
a...
Need more tissues?
Sleep like a...
Cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh, so you'll wear that red 90?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stubby head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Tom Hartman Show.
Adam, welcome to the Tom Hartman Program. What's up?
I just find it that you guys are really cynical to believe that Cheney or Bush or any of these guys would risk troop lives to make money. You must think that these guys are really evil people.
If you go back to 1998 and read the Project for a New American Century, what they were saying basically, if we're going to continue to consume 25% of the planet's oil, then our security is at risk if we can't secure our oil supplies. So we have to secure the oil supplies by seizing control of the Middle East.
Is this what you say they said, or is this what they had stated in a policy and
This is what they said.
Why is this on CNN every night?
It was on CNN a year ago. It was on CNN in 1998. They wrote a letter to Bill Clinton demanding that he attack Iraq, and that letter has been a public document ever since. And it was signed by all of these guys who are now in the administration.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Welcome back to the It's Not Your Fault You Didn't Know show. We're talking about the best way to spend your weekends, and we have two special guests right now. On the phone is the Terminator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Arnold. And our other guest in the studio is George W. How are you today, Mr. Bush?
What's the matter?
Okay, all of our listeners want to know what you do on your weekends. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can listen to the best of left-of-center political talk radio on Sundays now on IE American Radio Network.
That's amazing.
George, your final words. Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow, same time. Have a nice day.
Just shut up!
The best of progressive talk radio can be heard on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network. For more information, call 1-800-397-8255 or go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hasta la vista, baby.
To the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Who sent this to me? It appears. Hold on a second. Yeah, it appears that Ron in Ohio sent a link here that Nina Totenberg's the transcript of what Totenberg said was changed after the first broadcast on NPR's website to eliminate or to censor the part that the Bush White House took offense to, I would imagine. The part that was censored or removed is this. Bob Edwards asked her a question. Nina, Attorney General Ashcroft is resisting the idea of some sort of independent counsel. Do you think he'll be able to maintain that position? And Nina Totenberg, NPR's legal correspondent, responds, well, no administration ever wants an independent overseer, and there are very good career people who are in charge of this investigation, but it could get hairy. Yesterday I talked to a former Justice Department official who wondered to me why the White House had asked the Justice Department if they could wait a day earlier this week before directing the White House staff to preserve all phone and email records, and why, similarly, the Justice Department had agreed to let the White House wait that day. In the last analysis, career people can't make some of the decisions that will have to be made, like whether to call a reporter before a grand jury. The Attorney General, under justice regulations, is required to make that decision. A career person can't make it. And if a leaker is identified and not prosecuted, it could raise problems with the CIA. So will the agency believe that a decision not to prosecute was made fairly, or will it, as one former Justice Department official put it to me, open a chasm of distrust between the two agencies? As I said, no administration likes to open itself up to outside investigators, and the temperature isn't that hot yet. Despite that poll you cited at the beginning, but it could get that hot. And we just don't know right now whether the temperature will get that hot for a long time and make it impossible to continue the course that the administration now has chosen to take. Now, all of that was removed. And it says NPR deleted the above-quoted segment on the delay in ordering the White House to preserve records. Well, I don't know. Who knows what happens any longer? I mean, seriously, I hate to come up with a cavalier, half-baked answer like that. But, Ron, does anything surprise you anymore? As far as the complicity of most news media in this country to hide the crimes of the Bush administration? Nah, me either.
Listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Dude. Yeah, yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of Brimstone Hill you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
The White House has ordered a major reorganization of American efforts to quell violence in Iraq and Afghanistan and to speed the reconstruction of both countries, according to senior administration officials. The new effort includes the creation of an Iraq stabilization group, which will be run by National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. It comes at a time when polls show that Americans are less confident of Mr. Bush's foreign policy skills than at any time since the terrorist attacks 2 years ago. At the same time, Congress is using President Bush's request for $87 billion to question the administration's failure to anticipate the violence in Iraq and the obstacles to reconstruction. The president knows his legacy and maybe his reelection depends on getting this right, an administration official said. This is as close as anyone will come to acknowledging that it's not working. In an interview with NBC anchor Tom Brokaw, Schwarzenegger at first denied he grabbed or groped any women. But when asked a minute later if he denied all the stories about grabbing, he said, "No, not at all. But I'm just saying this is not me. What I am is someone that sometimes makes outrageous jokes, someone that is out and says sometimes crazy things that may be offensive because there is a certain atmosphere." Noting that 15 women have come forward so far, Gray Davis said, "I believe Mr. Schwarzenegger should deal with these explanations in detail, not through partial explanations, evasive answers, and partial denials." The grand finale of Schwarzenegger's bus tour from San Diego to Sacramento did not end with a triumphal flourish his campaign had planned. There were more Join Arnold signs than those of dissent, but the Californians, with various reasons for not supporting Schwarzenegger, often drowned out the cheers of the supporters. Punch card ballots from Tuesday's historic recall election are sure to get it going over by political activists, but some computer scientists think touchscreen voting machines deserve just as much scrutiny. While punch card ballots caused headaches for Florida election officials with their hanging and pregnant chads, 10% of the touchscreen machines in California don't produce paper printouts, and no printouts, the scientists say, would make a legitimate recount impossible. You can't do a meaningful recount if the question is about the integrity of the voting machines themselves, said David Dill, a computer science professor at Stanford University. He urged voters in the four counties using touchscreen terminals to vote with absentee ballots.
Hi, my name's Maria, and I'm alive today because I was given CPR last year by Rick,
who took a class with the Red Cross after I received blood from Jamal, who gave blood
after being encouraged by my friend Angela,
who helped Jamal's whole family get the help and support they needed after losing their home to a fire.
When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. By getting involved with the Red Cross, you never know how many people your actions will affect. To get involved, visit redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
The Chicago Cubs eliminated the Atlanta Braves in Game 5 of the National League Division Series, snagging their first postseason series victory since 1908.
For IE America Network News, this is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Does Burger King have a new fire-grilled chicken baguette sandwich waiting for you? Unfortunately, no. Each one is freshly made to order without waiting for anyone. Like our Santa Fe chicken baguette with juicy fire-grilled chicken, fire-roasted peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on a fresh baked baguette. All with only 5 grams of fat. Order your own Santa Fe chicken baguette from Burger King. Come on over. The fire's ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
If you wonder why your taxes keep going up, 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 one big reason is that corporations keep finding sneaky ways to dodge paying their share of the burden, thus shifting the cost of public services onto the backs of working stiffs. With the recent corporate scandals, we've gotten peeks into offshore partnerships, Bermuda tax havens, and other newfangled flimflams to avoid corporate tax responsibilities. But one of the largest means of tax avoidance is an old provision called cost of doing business. Under this broad category, corporate chieftains can slash their tax bills by claiming that everything from their marble-walled executive bathrooms to their lavish advertising budgets are necessary expenses for conducting business, and therefore fully deductible from their corporate income tax. In recent years, however, what they claim to be necessary has been stretched so thinly that anyone with an iota of common sense can read the tax fraud right through it. Among the current allowable deductions are the corporate helicopter to ferry the CEO back and forth to work, the company-owned hunting lodge for top executives, the business meetings in Bimini, the luxury skybox for Yankee games, and so forth, as far as the corporate imagination can wander. How far it can wander was made clear by Dennis Kozlowski, the now disgraced honcho of Tyco. As an essential tax-deductible expense, Dennis included most of the tab for a $2 million party he threw for his wife Karen's 40th birthday in Sardinia, Italy. This gay gala featured a life-size ice sculpture of Michelangelo's famous statue of David, complete with vodka streaming from the statue's penis into the crystal glasses of Dennis's delighted guests. This is Jim Hightower saying, isn't it good to know that you're paying more in taxes so corporate greed heads like Kozlowski can cavort so ridiculously? Literally passing the buck to us ordinary taxpayers.
See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk. Well, never mind. The lines are all filled now, but for future reference, 800-825-5937, because we're going to get some calls here in a moment. A few lines will be open again. Very quickly, Margie R. Bakersfield, California Bureau Chief, emails in. Mike, I'm not kidding here. Oh, no, she says, I am not kidding. Here in California tomorrow, we may have an abuser for governor, a puppet of Karl Rove's. Our electoral votes are now up for grabs, if that happens, she means, ensuring W in 2004. On another level, the money Ken Lay and his cronies stole from us will not be recovered. I recently read in an article by Greg Palast, Cruz Bustamante has filed a lawsuit to recoup the $9 billion Enron ripped off. When Arnold the Disgusting is elected, that lawsuit goes away. In the next few days, I am seriously going to check myself into a loony bin for a few days. I need a break. Margie, you're already in a loony bin, sweetheart. And I'm not referring to California. I'm referring to the United States of God Bless America. As long as the Bush crime family is in power, that's where we all are, where black is white, up is down, inside is outside, and the Red Queen decides, before the trial, who's guilty. Joanna is calling from Miami. Joanna, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hey, you're our first caller from Miami in a long time. Welcome aboard. This is your first time calling, right?
Yeah, it is.
Well, hi.
Hi. First of all, I don't know, I was originally calling about Robert Novak. I'm a very frequent CNN viewer.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched Robert Novak. I think he's kind of losing it. I mean, I watched him on Crossfire, and he's on two other shows.
Mm-hmm. I, I would not be surprised. You mean he's perhaps on the verge of a nervous breakdown?
Something, or maybe he's, I don't know how old he is, but I mean, he's just, I don't want to be insensitive about that, but I think somehow he's just, maybe he's overworked. I don't know what it is.
I don't disagree. But I don't think it's because he's overworked. If he is on the verge of a nervous breakdown, I think it's because he knows what he's done. And I think also over the history of his career, he knows that he's been a mouthpiece several times for Karl Rove's filthy, dirty tricks. He also knows he's been a mouthpiece for the flying monkey right in this country. He has a pretty bad karmic record, if that's the correct way to put it, that he's dealing with right now. And if the invisible whip snaps his head off and tosses it down into hell for the demons to play soccer with, it'll be because of his own doing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I also called because I got a message from Arnold.
You did?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
That was it?
Give me your vote. Do it now. I swear I will not kill anyone.
Joanna?
Yeah?
He left that on your answering machine?
No. Actually, it's an election soundboard on the computer.
Yeah, I went there today. Somebody sent me the link.
Oh, somebody sent you the link?
Yeah, that's pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, they got tons of soundboards, for Arnold. They had them even before he ran.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny stuff. So you're calling from Miami?
Yeah.
What sort of talk radio do you listen to in Miami?
There are no liberal talk radio.
Yeah.
There is no liberal talk radio in Miami. There's Rush Wannabes, and a couple stations in Spanish, and...
That's it, huh?
That's about it.
Yeah.
You know?
How did you find this program?
On the Internet. You know, we got to scrounge around here, you know?
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you called in. I think your observations about Novak are probably... I hadn't thought about that because I haven't seen him live. My producer, Kathy, is the one that cut those sound bites from his appearance with Media Whore number one, Tim Russert, over the weekend. But I've always had a feeling that he's starting to lose it a bit, especially now. You know, anybody who has that dramatic of a comb-over... Any man who has that dramatic of a coma over, you know, is dealing with some real demons.
Yeah.
Hey, Joanna, thanks for calling. I hope you're not going to be a stranger. Call us again, okay?
Okay.
All right, you take care. Ann is calling from Sarasota. Hey, Ann, welcome to the program.
Hi. One of your callers touched briefly on the Greg Palast article.
Yeah.
That appeared over the weekend. What he said, because I actually printed it because it was so interesting, is that he received 34 pages of internal Enron memos.
Right.
And that a couple years ago, back in May, they had a big meeting out in Los Angeles with Kenneth Lay, and one of the guests was Mike Milken, and we all remember him. And Arnold was there, among others, and what they were doing was trying to figure out a way how to stop Gray Davis and Bustamante from suing Enron and the other companies to get back their ill-gotten gains, which, by the way, is actually more money than the state's in debt. And
guess what they came up with?
They came up with recalling the governor.
Exactly.
But what I have a real problem with is, why was none of this brought up before? Everybody's talking now about Arnold and how he gropes women, but, you know, this is groping the taxpayers out there. And one of the reasons they're so upset with Gray Davis, among other things, is this deficit. And part of the deficit was a big part of it, from what I'm reading, is from this Enron business. Mm-hmm. And all the things that they pulled, which is apparently there's enough stuff to prove out-and-out fraud in the transactions. But with Bush, you know, commissioners in charge, you know, they're not going to do anything to really go after them. So Gray Davis and Bustamante filed a civil lawsuit against them. But if, somebody like Schwarzenegger ends up in office, that not only will the lawsuit go away, but it's pretty much assured, they said, that what Bush's regulators will do is fine them like 2 cents on the dollar is what they're talking.
Yeah, a couple of points. First of all, that story I posted on my website over the weekend. I was hoping people would read it. The reason media has provided no coverage whatsoever is because we have a very whorish, useless media in this country, with a few noted exceptions of writers who write for various newspapers and a couple of people who appear on television, not as journalists, but people like the Raging Cajun, people like Paul Begala, a few people. I would put Keith Olbermann in that category on MSNBC. But we don't have an independent a muckraking media in this country. We have career puppy dogs. We have a media that would rather talk about, even the LA Times would rather talk about the women that Schwarzenegger has groped over the years, which is bad enough in itself, but a story that would affect directly this whole recall and give the genesis of it, the reason for it, that story is left out. And that's how it works in a country where you have no media.
Well, my biggest problem with all of this is Greg, it's great what he does, but it's a little too late. And all these California voters are going to be going tomorrow to the polls, and a lot of them will have no clue that this man's in bed with the Enron crowd that
right.
they despise. And it's a shame right. that they're not going to hear it unless they happen to be listening to your show.
Well, or unless they read the Greg Palast, or, what's his name, Jason Leopold, wrote about this in either on his website or for the Chronicle back in August. The very thing that the very story that you're talking about that Greg Palast has now written about. So the story's been out there. The problem is the media, the news part of the media would rather talk about an interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger in We magazine 30 years ago than do its job, which is to expose the fraud and common thievery of people like Schwarzenegger and Ken Lay and the Bush operatives. We say on this program every single night that this is a crime family we're dealing with. It is a crime family. It makes any mafia family, any of the original five families in New York, look like pikers. These people are international killers, terrorists, exploiters of other people's wealth. They are terrible, terrible people, and we are in a world of hurt, okay?
Okay. Well, thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Ann. I appreciate you checking in. There is no way to describe how bad this Bush family is, top to bottom, starting, if you want to stick with the current generation, starting with Babs, the psychopathic old woman who runs these boys. Every single son, every single grandchild, has, and even people who marry into the family, wind up committing criminal acts for which most of them are never even questioned, much less indicted or forced to face the consequences of their actions. I do the best that I can on this silly little radio internet program, and so do you by bringing these articles, sending these articles to me that we talk about or calling this program. But this Bush crime family, this is a criminal enterprise of the highest order. It's beyond a criminal enterprise. I've never in my life seen anything like this in this country. The German industrialists who were responsible for Jewish slave labor, the ones that, like the Krupp family who supported Hitler along with Prescott Bush, these people were bad enough. The Italian industrialists who supported Mussolini in the 20s and 30s until finally the Italian people got a hold of Benito and his mistress, and they wound up hanging upside down after their bodies were thoroughly brutalized, hanging upside down in Rome from a street lamp. I guess it was in Rome. The Bush crime family is so much more corrupt than any of these international crime organizations. It is beyond belief. So when Greg Palast or Jason Leopold or any of these people write about these crime stories, vis-a-vis the Bush family. Mainstream media are not going to report on it. They simply will not, because we do not have in this country a free and independent press.
Out of nowhere, but he ain't what he seems. You'll see him in your head on a TV screen. Hey, buddy, I'm warning you to turn it off. Oh, he's a ghost, he's a god, he's a man, he's a guru. You're one microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and directed by his red right hand.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glasters, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Show.
An email here from Jamie. Jamie has a great idea. He was listening to the program and heard the Brett Bercy segment. Our friend down in South Carolina, who was arrested outside a Bush campaign speech. Jamie says, I have an idea for getting close to Bush with protest signs. Make a sign that says, impeach Bush, or something of that nature, one word above the other. And then have a strip of paper that is the same color as the sign's background. On this strip of paper, you print something like re-elect. Lightly stick re-elect over impeach. Carry this sign to the Bush event, and after you are safely surrounded by pro-Bush hordes, remove the re-elect portion of the sign and hold it up.
We love Bush. We love Bush. We love Bush.
Impeach Bush.
Huh? You didn't know I'm going to say that, did you?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk Australia. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Fireback.
Zebra.
Mike Malloy is rational and, but, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired, too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Why don't you have something on that says he's a great goof liberal?
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Thank you.
by glance at the headlines, just to kind of get a flavor for what's moving. Rarely read the stories. Best way to get the news is from objective sources. And most objective sources I have are people on my staff who tell me what's happening in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that sure is the truth, isn't it, George? Huh? I got this from GK, who writes, this whole Valerie Plame fiasco is simply another pathetic example of how right-wing thugs abuse women for political gain. Starting with Valerie Plame, ruin her career to discredit her husband, and, oh, by the way, endanger the lives of our intelligence community, not to mention the citizens of this country and our national security. Forget about the fact that someone whose name I will not mention but whose initials are Karl Rove committed a felony, punishable by 10 years in prison. Anita Hill. David Brock called her a little bit nutty and a little bit slutty in an attempt to discredit her during the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings. Brock later recanted. The right wing refused to do the same. Clarence Thomas's video rental card was subsequently revoked. Jane Fonda. Has any right winger failed the rite of passage into right wing lemmingdom by refusing to utter the phrase, I'm not Fonda, Hanoi Jane. Janet Reno. The appointed right wing alligator wrestler, huh? Who happened to suffer from Parkinson's disease. Pick on females with illnesses, why don't they? Big men, those chicken hawks. Cindy McCain. Right-wingers played up the fact that she suffered from an addiction to prescription narcotics and, sadly, even stole hard drugs from a medical charity that she ran. She was vilified while GW is hailed as a heroic war president, despite the fact that he lost his flight status because he failed to show up for mandatory drug testing that was instituted for all military personnel in 72. Cindy McCain was the victim of another Karl Rove production in South Carolina by claiming that she supported her husband while he fathered an interracial child out of wedlock. Yeah, their adopted baby. Ann Richards, recovering alcoholic who was accused of having orgies and drug parties in the Texas State House. Ooh, another Karl Rove production. Morgan Frances Pillsbury and her daughter, Melinda Pillsbury Foster, both of whom were lovers with and serial victims of that He-Man woman-hater John Fund, who writes for the New York Times, Wall Street Journal editorial page, who coincidentally is a close personal friend of Phyllis Schlafly and is a poster child of the Right to Life movement. How about Barbara Streisand, a liberal elitist Hollywood entertainer, isn't that how they identify her, who funds Democrats and speaks out against right-wing conservatism? Chelsea Clinton. Yeah, remember the,
hey, the White House has a new dog.
Lori Klausidis, a long-distance runner found dead in Joe Scarborough's office late at night. Autopsy was botched by a John Ashcroft appointee whose license had been revoked. Murderer never brought to justice. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Whitewater, Filegate, Healthcare Gate, lover of and at the same time murderer of Vince Foster. And on and on and on. Well, yeah, GK, I agree. Right-wingers hate women because they are terrified of them. The only time they enjoy being around women is if the woman dresses in black leather, has a hood over her face, a whip in her hand, and they are tied to a bedpost someplace. And then it's beat me, flail me, make me do things Republican. Sick bastards, all of them. David is calling from San Francisco. Hey, David.
Hey, hi, Mike. You know, apparently something strange is going to happen out here tomorrow, and I don't know what it is, but it's good to hear that there's some real news going on. We've got some kind of a weird anomaly in the news here. Hey,
and that would be what? Your election? Your referendum?
Yeah, something like that. It has to do with these movie stars. They're strutting around and...
Hey, let me put you on hold. I'll come right back, David. We got to do a quick break here. We have an open line. The number's 800-TALK-YES. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Paul, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer's got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Last week, union workers with Ford Motor Company ratified a new four-year contract. Within days, Ford announced a series of plant closures and cutbacks affecting thousands of people. Two factories in Michigan and Ohio will close by the end of the year. A plant in New Jersey will close early next year. And another facility in Missouri will be cut back to a single shift. The last time Ford idled an entire plant was back in 1984.
Welcome to New York Freedom Riders!
They spent the last 2 weeks crisscrossing the U.S. in nine caravans with stops in over 100 cities. And on Saturday, the Immigrant Workers Freedom Ride ended with a mass rally in New York City. Nearly 100,000 supporters filled Flushing Meadows Park in Queens in support of the Freedom Riders. Joining them was Karen Narasaki, president of the National Asian Pacific Legal Consortium.
By being here today, you are sending a message that no human being is illegal, that we need to provide legal status to hardworking immigrants and their families so that they can fully participate in the society that they are helping to build.
Bill Lucy, Secretary Treasurer of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
You have relit the flame of liberty and freedom for every hardworking immigrant in this nation. The day laborers, the agricultural workers, the custodians, parking attendants, housekeepers, maids, window wipers, every single one of them you have given a face to so that this nation sees the hard-working immigrants and their contribution to our society.
The Freedom Riders are asking for legal status and labor protections for immigrant workers, as well as an easier path to citizenship and the reunification of families across national borders.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Got the flying monkey ride blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Before the hour, we're talking to David, who's called in from San Francisco. Okay, thanks for holding on, David.
Hey, no trouble, no trouble. It's actually going to be nice to get away from all of this election rigmarole. This palace thing has been very helpful, and if anybody around the country was interested in it, it seems like the Republicans are kind of eating themselves. The McClintock Republicans are in some ways split. Some of them are voting no on the recall and then yes for the other Republican running, and because he claims he's a true Republican, he's much more.
but if they vote no on the recall, assuming that it will pass, I see. If they vote no on the recall, if the recall gets a majority no, then the question two is irrelevant.
Well, that's right. And, you know, but it all comes down to lobbying support. You know, if McClintock comes in strong, and he's already a state senator, and so he would have potentially a little more power in the Sacramento legislature. You know, they're kind of eating themselves in this whole Palace business. The Greg Palast business, mm-hmm. about Arnold being in bed with Ken Lay and Enron is definitely making its impact out here. But it's good to hear, you know, you're talking about the other scams that are going on. The CIA business, I haven't been paying enough attention in the last two or three days. Is it my understanding that this is a congressional inquiry and that if he defies the news of who the leaker is has to be in tomorrow, and that's a congressional inquiry?
No, as far as I know, there is no congressional inquiry. There is a Justice Department inquiry, and I think Ashcroft has issued a directive that said all statements from you, if you work in the White House, pertaining to this situation, and all of your documentation has to be in the hands of the Justice Department by Tuesday, by tomorrow. But no, Congress will not investigate this because Congress is in the grip of the flying monkey right, and you, unless you're in charge, you can't call hearings. You can't do hearings.
Yeah, well, I understand
right.
that.
So, no, there will be no congressional hearing into this whatsoever unless it's like the congressional hearing into 9-1-1, which resulted in nothing, just nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, it's, you know, it's just one more project for us to get involved in. You know, we get up early and stay up late to work on this. But one thing kind of crossed my mind. I was, you know, so many people are getting laid off nationwide.
Right.
That, and there are a lot of smart people that are getting laid off nationwide. One thing that would be very helpful is to start going down and paying attention at the county courthouse, all the courthouses all across America. Who's buying up these houses at bankruptcy prices on the front steps of the county courthouse?
Sure.
And no doubt, you know, these are people who are related to the Bush and the flying monkey right, as you call them.
Right.
This is the same tactic that they used during the savings and loans crooks or the savings and loans days of 20 years ago.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely. Let the SNLs go into bankruptcy status and then have these right-wing thugs come in and buy them up at 3 cents on the dollar. Of course, the investors, the retirees, the people never got a dime.
Well, that's right. But if you look at the history of the Great Depression and even, you know, 100 years ago with the populist movement, there were a lot of techniques where a lot of farmers or various people would go down to the county courthouse
mm-hmm.
steps. And when somebody tried to make a bid on their neighbor's land, they'd, you know, bring the axe handle down on their head.
Right.
And you don't necessarily want to do that violence on the front steps of the courthouse, but you can take notes, and you can find out who these individuals are, and there are ways of without violence, making sure that those assets end up back where they belong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there are a lot of people and a lot of deeds changing hands at this point, and I would say, you know, it's going to be a research project for the next couple of years, but you know, we've got a lot of people becoming homeless, senior citizens traveling around in their SUVs, or not their SUVs, you know, their mobile homes,
right.
trying to find the nest that, you know, they've been evicted and they've squandered their savings into one of these mobile homes, and they're traveling around doing the campsites. Well, go to these county courthouses and find out, you know, what the Bush family is buying up. Find out what the Cheney people are buying up.
Yeah, you make a good point. There's an awful lot of very intelligent people who know how to use the Internet who are furious at the way the Bush crime family has destroyed this economy. And that you raise a good issue. I would imagine that there are people who are very adept at using the Internet as a resource, a research resource, that are putting stuff together. I don't think this country is going to go down with a whimper. If we do go down, I think it's going to be a series of bangs, and I hope that people do respond.
Well, that's right. And, you know, it just crossed my mind, too. You were talking about whether or not Congress is being weak-kneed about this whole CIA thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are a number of different ways that we can hold them. You know, there's a real patriotism. We can just as much House on American Activities, you know, every one of those senators. But, you know, for example, the $600 million that they want to spend searching for weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
You know, I mean, they know that it's a lie. Yeah, and they've already spent $300 million of our hard-working taxpayer dollars on something they know is a lie. Now they want to budget another $600 million looking for something that they know doesn't exist.
I know.
It just becomes one of these left-right, politically astute, apathetic, everybody in their right mind should be, standing up and sitting with great alarm at the idea that they're going to spend $600 million looking for something that doesn't exist.
Yeah, very, very true. Dave, thanks.
Hey, no trouble. Have a good night, America.
Thank you, David. That was David in San Francisco. Here's Dave in San Francisco. Hey, Dave.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir.
Good. I just called. Well, first of all, I just want to say a little bit about the so-called Justice Department investigation into the leak. I think that
isn't that a farce and a joke?
It really is. I think that it's going to turn out to be the same kind of thing. I mean, here you've got the CIA, you know, they're mad at the White House, supposedly, and so forth. They're doing this little three-step two-dance thing, you know, where there's no paper trail. They got hundreds. I mean, this is a big show, right?
Right.
Hundreds of employees of the White House who are turning over all this information, supposedly, and so forth. Like any, truly... CIA-like covert operation, this is not going to be something on paper.
Right.
There's no way. And I wouldn't be surprised that the real culprit behind the whole thing was Mr. Bush himself. Okay, because if you look at, the kind of information that that family, the man and his wife, the wife who was the CIA officer who was outed, they were dealing with the issue of weapons in Iraq.
Yeah. That's precisely what Valerie Plame was involved in. I don't disagree that Bush, the stupidest man ever to occupy the Oval Office, probably had something to do with outing this this family.
Right.
On the other hand, Bush is too simple-minded. He would be the one to stand there and use the F word over and over and over again about. What Joe Wilson wrote, but it would be up to Karl Rove, to keep Mr. Bush's fingerprints off of.
Indeed, he's the one who's intelligent enough to do that. But I wanted to say a little bit, a comment about this disgusting woman, Ann Coulter.
Ah! Okay, go ahead.
I was just so peeved, upset about what she had to say. You know, she's talking up Arnold Schwarzenegger and talking down Davis and. Mm-hmm. And here's this woman who wrote a book, right, about treason. And among the things that she said about, she puts John F. Kennedy down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's, in her book, she puts President Kennedy down, and it talks about Operation Northwoods. And she didn't even know that Kennedy shut that program down as soon as, Secretary of Defense McNamara presented it to him. She didn't say anything about that on the air. Because
she also didn't say that it was Lyman Lemnitzer, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who wanted to take us into World War III. He reminds me of General Jack R. Ripper in Dr. Strangelove, who decides that the best thing to keep our bodily fluids pure is to launch an all-out nuclear attack on the Russians.
But you know what I find so strange about this whole thing out here in California is here's Ann Coulter who puts Kennedy down, President Kennedy, and here's his niece defending a Nazi-like guy, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I know. It's just crazy.
And I'm saying, my gosh, if President Kennedy could see his niece now,
he'd
turn over in his grave.
I think so. Let me just get very quickly from you your opinion. What's going to happen tomorrow? Is the recall going to go through? A, B. If it does, will Bustamante be the new governor, or will Schwarzenegger?
Well, I think that if there are conflicting polls, but I would say that if it goes through, the unfortunate reality, unless something changes, is that Bustamante may lose by 2 or 3 percentage points. Now, his internal polls show that it's narrowing between he and Schwarzenegger, but on the other hand, a nice large poll with 1,000 voters by something Ritter, which is a scientific organization that put it out just at noon, indicates that their polling showed that the for the recall fell from 52% to 44% just in the last 3 days. So that is up until Saturday, and mm-hmm. I think it's fallen even further because that was the trend. The difference is going to be made in those absentee ballots, of which about 2 million were sent in and received prior to all the reports of groping and mm-hmm. Physical abuse of women by Schwarzenegger.
Well, we're also left...
there's another million coming in, and we think many of them, you know, will reflect, hopefully, mm-hmm. that they were sent out after that information came out.
But is it also not true that 40, I believe the figure I saw was 40% of registered voters in California live in counties like San Diego, like L.A., that use the infamous punch card ballots, and that once again we're going to have the same problem that we had in Florida, and this is what the Republicans are counting on. The estimates I've seen, as many as 80 to 100,000 of those punch card ballots will be rejected out of hand because of a dangling or dimpled or pregnant Chad. So if it does come down to 2 or 3 percentage points, if you figure 2 million people will go to the polls, 80 or 90,000 discarded votes could make all the difference in the world.
Could.
So here
it
we
could.
Are again.
But I think, however, out here in California, though, they have a very, at least in the elections, and I've voted in every one, they've had the polling personnel there, you know, telling the people on the way in, make sure you check each ballot and make mm-hmm. sure you pull off any hanging chads. Pull them off. Just yank the little bugger and pull it off there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then they ask you before you hand them in, did you do it?
Yeah.
And if so, you can, you know, wait in line if you have to, but you can go back in the booth and go through your little cards and make sure they're all off and then come out and, hand them in.
It is going to be an interesting day in California tomorrow.
Yeah, it's scary, but I think that, and my goodness, I got my call from President Clinton, from Al Gore, from Nancy Pelosi. I mean, mm-hmm. we got calls, you know, they're recorded, but very good, effective recording from these three leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that, you know, President Clinton's was probably the most effective, at least it impressed me the most.
Well,
of course.
I just hope that the people of California don't let it go beyond the first question on the ballot. Hey, thanks for checking in, Dave.
You bet.
All right, sir. Take care. I hope Dave's report on the poll is right, that the numbers of people who are in favor of this recall, that the numbers have sunk. It's going to be a terrible, terrible, terrible situation if the will of the people is overturned by the efforts of Daryl Issa and Karl Rove and George W. Bush, where it concerns the re-election of Gray Davis. On the other hand, if this referendum is defeated, if the people of California vote no in sufficient numbers that the second question is superfluous or irrelevant, then you will hear on this program a lot of verbal high fives for sure. Bob is calling from Scandia, Minnesota. Am I pronouncing that right, Scandia?
That's it.
Hey, Bob. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call because I have a first-hand experience with Bill Jenklow.
The South Dakota guy who murdered somebody.
Actually, I grew up in South Dakota.
Ah, okay.
And this story comes from 1977.
All right.
And I was along here, college freshman, and hitchhiking with my boyfriend from Rapid City to Wall, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And a car passes us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Attorney General of the state, who was Bill Jenklow.
At the time, right.
At the time. And he picked us up, very pleasant, and we were sitting in the back seat, kind of all freaked out because...
He was driving 90 miles an hour, yeah.
No, he drove 110 miles an hour.
Oh, Jesus.
And I have told the story 1,000 times. He had a police band radio in his hand. And as the Attorney General, mm-hmm. he thought he had the authority to just call ahead to any troopers that might be on the highway saying that he was coming through.
Oh, my God.
And he went, I'm serious. It was 110. It took us about 20 minutes to go 50 miles.
Well, you lived to tell it, Bob.
He had the road cleared in advance of his arrival, you know.
See, somebody like that should have been denied the privilege of driving or the privilege of auto insurance decades ago.
Yeah, well, there's also stories around. Most of my family still lives back in South Dakota. Stories going around that the highest speed he was ever clocked at and pulled over for was 134.
Jesus. Had you, in your time in South Dakota, had you heard the story that I referenced earlier about the rape of...
That's an old story. That's been around a long time.
The Native American child, who then died mysteriously in some sort of an accident before the case ever came to court.
And that was up in Flandreau. Well, that's his hometown.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, thanks for checking in, Bob. I'm glad you made it through the Janklo adventure.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Hey, it was a fun ride. Fastest I've ever been in a car.
I'm sure it was. Thanks, Bob. You take care. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I've got a star on my car and one on my chest. A gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Welcome to Baguette Country. Introducing the Santa Fe Fire Grilled Chicken Baguette Sandwich from Burger King. A juicy breast of fire-grilled chicken, sweet peppers and onions, and a hearty fire-roasted tomato sauce on our new fresh-baked bread. Made to order with only 5 grams of fat. The new Santa Fe Chicken Baguette. Burger King. Come on over. The fire is ready. Not a low-sodium food. For complete nutritional info, visit BurgerKing.com.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. You'll sleep like a...
Okay, up there.
You'll sleep like
need
a...
Need more tissues?
Sleep like a...
Cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh, so you'll wear that red nightie?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stubby head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah?
Have you bought your Halloween candy yet?
Not yet.
Well, I've got the best candy idea for you to give away on Halloween.
Really?
Juicy gummies.
Juicy gummies?
That's right. Juicy gummies are the first gummies made with real fruit juices. They're fat-free, and they are so good. You have to try them all. The peach rings, froggies, creepies, and much, much more. They're all delicious.
Yeah, they are.
Juicy gummies come in playful packages, fun shapes and colors. All the kids will be at your door when the word gets out that you're giving away juicy gummies on Halloween. Juicy gummies come in 30 and 50 pack bags, so there's plenty of candy for the whole neighborhood. And did I mention that these gummy candies are actually made with real fruit juices and fat-free?
Wow.
So if you haven't bought your candy for Halloween, rush on out to Walmart, Kmart, Eckerd's, Dollar General, 7-Eleven, Fred's, Kerr Drugs, Brooks Pharmacy, and many other stores nationwide. Sorry, ma'am, you can't eat all of our samples. Well, this store here sells juicy gummies.
Ooh, thanks.
Look for Juicy Gummies, America's first gummy made with real fruit juices. Boy, they're delicious.
Prepare to be astonished!
Okay, so just what is going on here, people?
Did you know that you can get the best of progressive talk radio on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145?
Oh, really?
Well, that's remarkable.
Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145 is loaded with political talk radio from the other side.
Hurrah!
Kick it off your morning with Doug Steffens' Good Day from 5 a.m. till noon Eastern Time, followed by the Tom Hartman Show from noon to 3 p.m. Then get different perspectives from different show hosts on Radio Free Speed Zone from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera then takes the reins from 5 p.m. till 7, followed by All American Talk Radio from 7 p.m. till 9. Then get ready to fire up your night with the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time, all live Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145, powered by the only progressive talk radio network, i.e. America Radio Network.
So what do you want, a medal?
Well, isn't that special?
This is Mike Malloy with the IE America Radio Network. Want to know more about our talk shows and personalities but don't know where to look? Do you want to find out what guests are scheduled or what topics we'll be discussing on our programs? Would you like to participate in live chat or vote in interactive polls? All this and more is available at the IE America Radio website. Bookmark it, stop surfing, and get active. Visit www.ieamericaradio.com today.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
Morning edition of the Washington Post is reporting that Florida Senator Bob Graham has dropped out of the presidential sweepstakes on the Democratic side. Rick is calling from Noonan, Georgia. Hey, Rick.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Yeah, I had the unfortunate experience working on a campaign against Scarborough down in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was well-known fact, another one of the cases of Republican hypocrisy. Everybody knew about it. Even Kevin Beck was a former Marine helicopter pilot in Vietnam, so he didn't have a chance against a chicken hawk.
Right, that's true.
And but it was a well-known fact that Scarborough was a hound. I mean, he chased women all over while he was, you know, extolling the evil of Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all over, you know, Northwest Florida is kind of like twice as conservative as Atlanta, which is a scary thing.
Yeah, it is.
And his wife eventually divorced him because of his philandering. But it was never a problem with the people down there. Well, you know, the whole time they were, you know.
Isn't it true, or at least weren't the rumors out there, that one of those people that he, one of those women that he was constantly dogging was Laurie Clausitis. I had heard that there's a good possibility that when she died, she was pregnant. She was carrying Scarborough's baby.
Yeah, they just everything completely hushed up down there. I mean, it was
right.
It just tightened up like a...
It makes you wonder, MSNBC, which is a combination of Microsoft and the NBC television network, that they give this monster a program.
Oh, yeah.
And you would think that since they both have the capacity, Microsoft and NBC, to thoroughly check out someone, to check them out way beyond the ability of law enforcement, and they still, either they don't check him out or they check him out and they find this stuff and they say, oh, the hell, it doesn't matter. Let's put him on the air. It's just an outrage. It's
an
outrage.
We got convicted felons in the administration, so what's the difference? You know, I mean, at least he's only on the TV.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, then I came up here and had the pleasure of working for Max Cleland and against Saxby Chambliss and the whole thing over again. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable stuff. Hey, Rick, we're out of time, pal. Thanks for checking in.
Oh, tomorrow, Michael Moore is going to be on the Today Show at 7. He's all over. He's on Conan Wednesday night, too.
Super.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice evening. Program engineered in Detroit tonight by Jay Bilecki, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces, many thanks to Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com. For our website, MikeMalloy.com, and all our militant mods there who keep the crowd moving. And as always, big thanks to Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Have a nice evening. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. I really, really hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Banjila is right, like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Banjila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
You should have.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue.